Chapter 3. Thomas Peckett Prest, writer for a Fleet Street newspaper.
My name is Thomas Peckett Prest, and I work as a writer on Fleet Street. I became interested in Sweeney Todd soon after his arrival on Fleet Street, and I wrote a book about him later. Todd was a very disagreeable character, with heavy eyebrows and a lot of black hair. He had an evil look in his eyes. He was never happy and often complained about the criminals and drunks outside his door. In 1785, the Daily Courant, a Fleet Street newspaper, wrote about a murder.
A cutthroat barber. A young gentleman from the country was murdered in Fleet Street while on a visit to London. During a walk through the city, the gentleman stopped to admire the clock of St. Dunstan's Church and began to talk with a barber. The two men argued, and suddenly the barber took out a razor and cut the throat of the young man. Then the barber disappeared into Hen and Chicken Court.
There was only one barber's shop between St. Dunstan's and Hen and Chicken Court, Sweeney Todd's barber's shop. How did he escape justice? Soon after that incident, Sweeney's name was mentioned again in connection with another murder. An apprentice went to Sweeney's shop for a haircut and carelessly showed him a large sum of money belonging to his employer. Sweeney could not resist the temptation. The employer came looking for the poor boy, but never found him or the money. Sweeney wasn't arrested for that crime either. Sweeney used his skills as a cutler's apprentice to build an ingenious mechanism to help him kill and hide his victims' bodies. The customer sat in the barber's chair and Sweeney cut his throat with his razor. Then he pressed a special button and the poor victim fell through a hole in the floor to the basement far below. After that, the barber's chair jumped back into place, ready for the next victim. In 18th century London, many murders were mysteries. However, as more people entered the demon barber's shop and were never seen again, there began to be rumours about Sweeney's real activities. There were also problems in St. Dunstan's, the old church next door. After Sweeney Todd's arrival in the area, the smell from there became intolerable. Ladies held perfumed handkerchiefs over their noses during church services, and the vicar often sneezed during his sermon. Finally, the vicar called Sir Richard Blunt, the chief of the police, to investigate the problem. Sir Richard Blunt didn't immediately connect Sweeney Todd to the smell in the church, but he looked into his records and discovered that a local woman once accused Todd of stealing some silver shoe buckles. The police found the buckles in his shop, but he was not imprisoned because the buckles were very ordinary ones. According to the woman, her husband wore those buckles the day of his mysterious disappearance, several months earlier. Blunt was suspicious and decided to watch Sweeney's shop closely. Over the next few months, three policemen saw many men entering the shop for a shave or haircut and never leaving it. The police became more convinced that Sweeney was murdering customers and somehow St. Dunstan's Church was connected to the crime. Finally, Blunt and his men decided to go down into the tunnels under the church. they were shocked to find an enormous pile of bodies there, lying one on top of each other. The pile reached halfway to the ceiling. The policeman continued walking along the tunnels. These led to Sweeney's shop, and from there to a bakery in Bell Yard. A widow, Marjorie Lovett, owned the bakery. Her first husband died under mysterious circumstances a few years earlier. After that, Sweeney helped her open the bakery. Soon afterwards, Mrs. Lovett began to sell the most delicious meat pies in London. They became very popular on Fleet Street. It took some time, but the police finally understood the horrific connection between Sweeney's murders and the bakery. Sweeney Todd was murdering his customers, and he was taking the meat from the bodies to Mrs. Lovett. She was using the meat to fill her pies. The police still needed more evidence to prove their theory. Sir Richard's men were ordered to accompany every customer into Sweeney's shop to prevent him from killing anybody else. Policemen soon found clothes and jewellery in Sweeney's flat with the victims' names and initials written on some of them. Sweeney Todd and Mrs. Lovett were arrested immediately. After giving a full confession, Mrs. Lovett poisoned herself, and Sweeney Todd was left to go on trial alone.